Hey, do you want to know what's possible for you when we work together inside the Localpreneur Academy? Before you dive into this episode, I wanted to invite you to book a complimentary consult call with me so we can talk about exactly how your business will grow. And listen, I know hopping on a call can feel really intimidating. I've been there. I know it can be scary. I know it can be awkward. And I don't want you to feel nervous or pressured at all. In fact, I want it to be a really fun conversation. Like, seriously, how often do we get an hour just to talk about ourselves and our business to someone who actually wants to listen? I'll 100% lead the conversation so you don't have to be worried about being prepared or even knowing what to say. We're going to look at everything you're doing now to market yourself locally, even if you don't think you're doing enough or it's not working at all how you want it to. We're going to figure out what's working and what's not working and why, and exactly what I'll do to help you inside the Localpreneur Academy and how it will apply specifically to your unique business. And I know you likely have a lot of questions like, how do I reach more people who live in my city? And how do I get people to stop scrolling and actually engage with my post? How do I get people to take action and reach out to book or buy? And we can totally cover this for sure. And anything else you can think of that's keeping you stuck. And I'll share how I can make the process easier for you to grow your local business. I've been there and I have helped so many local business owners do this work too. So click the link in the show notes to schedule your complimentary consult call with me, and I will talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hey, welcome to episode 61. Today, we're going to talk about chasing clients. So we're going to talk about what that even means, why we chase clients, and then I have 6 tips to get you out of chasing clients. And this is really important because I know you don't want to feel like you have to chase clients or you have to track people down. You want a business where people just come to you. And you want right now to know that you're putting in the work to set up your marketing and systems in your business so that people do just come to you. And what I actually find slows us down the most from letting this happen and letting clients come to us and building a business where clients just come is it's because we're spending all of our time and energy chasing clients versus building a business where they can just come. So that's what I want to talk about today. I think it's going to be a good one. So when we are building our business and growing our client base, there are some things that throw us for a loop sometimes and make us start chasing clients. So these are just circumstances that happen where people show interest in our business and then that causes us to think and feel in certain weird ways where we get really graspy and desperate and then we chase them down. So, for example, sometimes there are clients who DM us and they say they're interested in working with us, but then they never book. Or maybe they ask questions, say they're interested, they never book. There are also people we meet out in public who every time we see them, they're like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to call you, just been so busy. And we wonder all the time, where are they? Why aren't they coming? Or sometimes there are clients we talk to who say they are definitely interested, but we're going to wait until later. Or clients sometimes will reach out and say they're interested and then they just ghost us. Or maybe it's even current clients who do work with us, but then they stop coming back or they don't come back or disappear. Or maybe it's a client who you work with repeatedly and you feel like you are always the one kind of dragging them along. Like you're the one reminding them about their appointment, making sure they book. You're having to follow up with them for whatever reason because they don't seem to be able to like do it themselves. Or maybe it's clients who keep canceling and rescheduling and then don't show. Or maybe it's just our followers or our email subscribers who were like, okay, I see you. I know you're here. I know you're seeing my stuff, but why aren't you buying? There's just so many instances like this in our business that people come into our world and they show interest, but then they don't actually take that official step to buy with us. So what I see a lot of people getting caught up in is now chasing these people down, chasing clients. And look, no shame, I've been there. I have definitely had my fair share of getting attached to certain people who I thought were going to become my client. Or I've struggled with people telling me all the time, like when they see me at a coffee shop or something, be like, oh my God, like I know I need your help so bad. I'm going to set up a call with you. And then I'm like, okay, like, where are you? When you come in? Like, what's happening? I've never heard from you again. So I get it. I think it's totally normal. I think it's really, really normal early on in business to get really caught up in people who showed interest. So again, no shame. Today's episode is just about getting you aware of what this looks like when you're chasing clients or getting really attached to people who have not become your client yet. So you can first see if you're doing it or when you do it, and then to help you figure out why you're doing it. And then, of course, I'm going to share a few tips to help you solve for doing it so you can spend your time better. Because chasing clients or feeling like you have to chase them down to work with you is not fun and it does not feel good. We would much rather be running a business where people just come to us and it feels really easy. So chasing clients can actually look a lot of different ways. So here are a couple. So chasing clients can look like continuing to follow up with someone or remind them. It could also look like not trusting that they can find what they're looking for to work with you. So like you're doing all the heavy lifting for them, like booking for them whenever, like reaching out in the DMs and asking them times that they could come in or whatever, doing all of it for them versus like sending them to your website to where they could just book it themselves. It could also look like reaching out to people, like sliding in their DMs just to nudge them or to remind them that you exist. It can also look like staying attached, like consistently thinking about a person who said they were coming to work with you or that they were going to buy with you, but they haven't yet. And a lot of times chasing clients comes from you just having certain thoughts about you, them, or your business. So maybe you're thinking, I need this client, or I need the money, or I don't know when the next person's coming, so I really need this one, or I need this client to reach my goal. Like we put so much pressure on single individual people, and we tell ourselves we need them for various reasons. But I will just say it now, this is probably not true. Like there is not one person who can make or break our business. No one client is going to determine if you are successful or not. There is a city full of people. So it's never going to come down to this one person. But we still end up chasing people because, of course, we have these thoughts like, I need money, I need this client. So we feel really desperate. We get really needy. We get really graspy. It's just scarcity all around. And here's what I like to do. I want you to imagine that your audience or the person that you're chasing down and reaching out to can see right through you. And they know exactly what you're thinking and feeling. Like imagine they know you are reaching out to them because you felt absolutely terrible and you feel really desperate. Because here's what's also true. Chances are they can actually tell when you're chasing them down, like your energy just comes out. Like they can tell you're desperate or needy, and that usually ends up driving them away. Or this desperate, needy energy could even come across in your social media post or when you send an email. Because a lot of times when we feel desperate or needy or graspy, other people can feel it too. Like I can see things that my clients post online, like certain ways they write things or say things, and I can tell that they felt desperate or some form of that when they wrote it. And I'm like, hey, why'd you say it like this? Like, what did you mean by that? Why did you make that offer? Like, where did that come from? And look, I notice it with myself too. Like, sometimes I will read a caption or an email and I'm like, whoa, like, what was I thinking or feeling in that moment? Clearly, I was feeling something terrible. Like, I was feeling really desperate or like, ooh, I really need this to reach my goal or something, especially some of my older stuff. I'll go back and read it. I'm like, yuck, like that screams desperation. So anytime you are feeling it, just slow down for a minute. Don't take action like that because your people are going to be able to feel it too. It's like dating. Like you don't want to be the weirdo, right? Like you want to be the cool, confident one. Not the desperate one. So before we get into the solutions to chasing clients and the actual things you can do instead, I think first and foremost, it's just important to get aware. Like notice how you chase clients, what that looks like, how it shows up for you in your business. Notice when you do it. Notice what you're thinking or telling yourself in the moment. And notice what you're feeling. It's like the first step here really is just your awareness and seeing how it shows up for you. Because once you catch it, then you can be really on to yourself and start to change it. And that's what we want. Okay, so once you're aware and you know how it shows up, I have 6 tips that you can interject in the moment to help you get out of chasing clients. So tip number 1, when you notice the urge to chase down a client, move your focus back to everyone else who is already ready. This means focus on your best people. Like focus on the people in your audience who are ready right now. They're right there on the fence. They're thinking about it. They want what you have so bad. They're all in. They're obsessed. They're just getting ready to reach out and buy, and they are so close. Talk to them. Show up to them. Focus all your energy on them. Our brain naturally, of course, wants to focus on the 90% of our people who aren't ready yet instead of the 10% who are. So put all your focus on the 10% of people who want what you have and just show up and make offers and create for them versus the 90%. I have a great episode. I'm going to link it up in the show notes. It's called Love Your Lurkers, where I talk more about this. But I think it's really easy to get caught up in the people who have reached out to us and then never booked because they have faces. Like we know their name. We know what their situation is. Like they're just in our head and they're really easy to visualize. The people who are in our audience and haven't bought yet, it's almost like they're faceless, right? Like we don't really know who they are or where they're going to come from or anything like that. So of course, it's easier to focus on that one person who reached out and is just not coming back. So you have to purposefully direct your brain back to the faceless 10% who you just know are there and waiting. And another thing you can do is just focus your mind and energy back on your current best clients. Like remind yourself of how your current people came to you to begin with. Like remind yourself that they wanted what you had, they reached out, they were super resourceful, and they didn't need you like following up and sliding in their DMs and hunting them down and all of that. Just remember that those are the people that you want to fill your business with and that you want to find more of, and there are more of them. Okay, so tip 2, when you feel the urge to chase down, reach out, I want you to create something for your full audience instead. So create something for your full audience versus this one person that you want to follow up with. So this kind of piggybacks off the last one, but just think about how much time and energy it takes you to reach out to someone and follow up and try to convince them to work with you, like how much mental energy you spend thinking about them, what you should say to them, how much time you spend worrying about them and checking your emails and DMs for a response from them. I see my clients use so much time and energy worrying about people who were never coming or who were never coming back. And what I want to offer you is, what if instead you put all that time and energy into posting on social media or sending an email and inviting everyone to work with you? So now you've just reached a ton more people and you're actually talking to people who want to work with you, aka the 10% who are ready and willing now. This can be such a game changer because now you've maximized your time. And you've maximized your energy by not chasing down that one client. You just used your time wisely to create value and to make more offers that will bring in even more people. And as an added bonus, that one person that you so desperately want to follow up with has the opportunity to also see the post or read the email. And now you have technically just reminded them that you existed and that you can help them. All right, so tip number three is to remind yourself that you are a professional. And this is what I like to remind my clients of, but when I see them getting caught up in hunting people down or wanting to DM people or nudge them, remind them that they exist and are ready to work with them, if I see them getting caught up in anything like that, I make them think of other professions and whether or not those professions would take that action of following up with that person. So like, think of the dentist. The dentist is not sending me a DM on Instagram asking if I want to come in for a teeth cleaning. Or they're not like, hey, Leslie, do you have a cavity or any sensitivity? I can get you on my calendar next week. They're not doing that, right? Or like Target isn't sliding into my DM saying, hey, I remember a few months ago, you talked about really wanting that new coffee pot. I know you came into the store and you browsed around, but you left with nothing. We just wanted to let you know that they're on sale right now if you want to come back in, or I can send you the direct link, like whatever you need, right? Like that's not happening. So this can just be a good reminder, like, okay, I am a professional and when I show up in a professional way, I take completely different actions. And there are certain actions I don't take, which is chasing down clients. Instead, I show up, I market myself, I follow my marketing plan, and I make that work. I do not slide into their DMs to remind them that I exist. All right, so tip number four is to create a follow-up protocol. And I'm including this in here because there is actually nothing wrong with following up with a client after you have spoken to them or after you had a consult or after you saw them at a local coffee shop. There's actually nothing wrong with following up or with reminding your clients of things. Again, I think it's all in the energy that it comes from and the reason why you do it. So what I have helped my clients do is, let's say you have a consult with someone and they're like, okay, yeah, maybe, like, I just need to think about it and I'll let you know. We are always in the history of forever going to have clients that say that, right? Like, we're always going to have people that reach out and say yes, but no, or yes, maybe, and ghost us, right? Always going to happen. So the idea is to come up with a protocol ahead of time of how you want to follow up with every single client this happens with. So maybe you decide that you will send one email and just maybe kind of recap your conversation and tell them how they can work with you. And that's it. You call it a day. So that you did technically follow up, but it's the same way you follow up with everyone. I have my clients write their emails like this in advance. So it's almost like a template or copy and paste, and they can just send it to everyone. Because what I know what happens is your energy in the moment may be all over the place. So deciding your protocol and knowing that, okay, every time I have this interaction with a client, I'm going to send this email. It's going to say these specific things, and I'm going to send it no matter what this time. Like, once you lay all of that out, it takes all the desperate, graspy energy out of it. It just becomes a standard operating procedure, just something you do in your business. And that's very normal. It's very different for you to say, I send this follow-up email with every client I talk to versus it's midnight and I'm stressing out about clients and I'm just going to slide into people's DMs randomly to remind them of a conversation we had 6 months ago. Totally different. Okay, so tip number 5 is to take yourself to the future. So what I like to do is whenever I feel myself being graspy or when I catch my clients being graspy, I take them to their future. I take them to the future where they have the current clientele that they want. Like, they have the client load that they want. They're sufficient. They're proud. I let them take their mind there, just to the future a bit. And we let the future you tell you now how to react in the current situation that you're in. Because the future you might say something like, listen, we don't chase clients in the future. We've put in all the work and now our clients are coming to us. We're so calm and focused and it's all fine. Like, you don't want to be the business owner who has to chase people down. Remember, you want to be the business owner who people come to. And in order for you to become that person or that type of business owner, you've got to be her now. Like, maybe we have some work to do on our content or on our posting, but we're going to put in the work to bring more people in versus putting all of our energy into people who are maybes or people who are ghosting us. So it can be so powerful to go to the future you who is running the business that she wants and check in with her. Ask her, what would you do in this situation? Would you hunt people down, chase people down? Like, what should I do? The future you always has the best advice. All right. So tip number 6, the final tip here, and the final thing I would do if I noticed that I was just being really graspy, really getting caught up in I need the clients or really attached to certain people, I would get coaching. So a coach can see why you're thinking certain ways. They can see all the stories you're telling yourself and what's all happening in your mind to make you feel graspy or desperate to begin with. The coach can see your blind spots. The coach has the ability to see what is factual and what is just a kind of dramatic story that you're living in right now. So I help my clients with this all the time. Like, sometimes they're chasing clients and they don't even realize it. So one of my clients made the decision a while back that she would stop booking appointments in her DMs on Instagram because it was just getting really messy. It was getting hard for her to keep up with. So she just decided to let her people book their own appointments on her website. And then I started to notice that she was sharing a lot of screenshots or DMs a couple months later. And she's like, how should I respond to this? Or she's like, I sent this person appointments, but they never booked. Like, what should I say? I was like, wait a minute. Why are you back in your DMs booking for your clients? And so we were just able to see how she slipped out of belief that her clients would just come. She slipped out of focusing on her best clients. She had just come back from a longer break in her business for some personal reasons. So she just kind of came back with this frantic energy, feeling like she needed to hurry and get her calendar booked back up. So there were several things going on, but we were able to get to the root of all of it. She had such big stories happening in her head, and we were able to clean it up. And listen, this probably won't be the last time this happens for her. Sometimes we have like habitual thinking or feeling or things we do. So we create our own patterns or show up in our business the same way, but in kind of different circumstances. So that's why it is so valuable for her just to get coaching on this, because we're able to catch the patterns and to question them and to show her why she's taking specific actions in her business. So it can take more than one coaching session to break bad habits like this or to break thought processes like this. But once you become aware of it, now you can really dive into, okay, like, but why am I doing this? What are all of my thoughts that are making me take this action? Where am I feeling all this scarcity? Where's it coming from? And just what's true and what isn't? So some of the questions you could even coach yourself on or just get awareness around is, why am I even thinking this? And is this even true? And is there anything else possible that I could think right now that also feels true and that's going to make me show up in a different, more professional, less graspy way? And really just, how do I want to feel in this situation when these certain things happen in my business, when people reach out and then don't book or clients don't come back? Like, how do I want to feel in those situations, and how do I want to react on purpose, and how do I want to think on purpose? Who do I want to be in this situation? How do I want to run my business in this situation? So those are all great questions you could ask yourself, that you could even do some self-coaching and journaling around. All right, so those are my six tips when you feel the urge to chase down clients. So focus on the best 10% of people who are ready now. Create something for your full audience versus sending a message just to one person. Remind yourself that you are a professional. Create a follow-up protocol that you use every single time. Take yourself to the future. And of course, get coaching. So I'm going to end this with an invite for you to get coaching. When you join the Localpreneur Academy, you get to attend coaching calls every single week. This is where we uncover your blind spots. This is where you get support. This is where we can work through what's truly going on inside of you, inside of your business, so you can get better results. We combine the mindset with the strategy because you 100% need both. And that's exactly what we do. So come join us. You're going to get instant access to the entire course. You will get weekly business coaching and everything you need to grow your local business. It is lifetime access. That means you are always my client. You are always in. You always have access to the course and the weekly coaching, and you're always supported. So check it out with the link in the show notes, and I will see you inside. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, the Localpreneur Academy. This is the only program for small business owners who want to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.